You're listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast, where we discuss current events, social issues, religious trends, and noteworthy news from a biblical perspective. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for tuning in to the newest episode of the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Soker. This episode is being released on August 24th, 2023. And though this is not the last episode of the month, it's close enough to the end of the month, and due to scheduling and the way it works out, we're going to be doing our monthly news roundup this week. Instead of talking about just one story or topic, we're going to briefly talk about a few different stories from the news this month. So this week we're talking about Richard Dawkins' recent comments about transgenderism, a new app that lets people text with Jesus, and the number of Americans who have tried marijuana. For links to these stories, as well as other related materials, check out the show notes for this episode at plainbibleteaching.com/podcast/08-2423. Now for our stories this week. First story, sex really is binary. Richard Dawkins calls out transgender ideology as distinctly weird. From FaithWire, when it comes to transgender thought, even famed atheist Richard Dawkins has questions. The evolutionary biologist said on a recent episode of his podcast, The Poetry of Reality, that it's distinctly weird and an odd distortion of reality to believe there are more than two sexes. Sex really is binary, Dawkins said during his conversation with journalist Helen Joyce. There's no question about it. You're either male or female, and it's absolutely clear. Now, Richard Dawkins, many of you have probably heard the name before, he is a militant atheist. In one of his books titled The God Delusion, he argued that it is irrational to believe in God and that religion always has a negative impact on society. Now, of course, I would argue that belief in God is more reasonable than atheism, and that when people practice the pure religion of Christ rather than some false religion, that it always benefits the communities and societies where those people live. However, we're not going to discuss the differences with Mr. Dawkins today, but something that we can agree with him on. Mr. Dawkins said it is absolutely clear that you are either male or female. And this agrees with what Jesus said in Matthew 19 and verse 4. Have you not read that he who created them from the beginning made them male and female? Mr. Dawkins said that it is distinctly weird and an odd distortion of reality to believe that there are more than two sexes. Notice what the Apostle Paul said in Romans chapter 1, beginning in verse 21. For even though they knew God, they did not honor him as God or give thanks, but they became futile in their speculations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the incorruptible God for an image in the form of corruptible man, and of birds, and four-footed animals, and crawling creatures. Therefore God gave them over in the lusts of their hearts to impurity, so that their bodies would be dishonored among them. For they exchanged the truth of God for a lie, and worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. Now in that passage, in the next two verses, Paul would specifically go on to talk about the sin of homosexuality. But the principle there in that passage applies to transgenderism also. God created the world, including each one of us. Yet those who reject God, as that passage talked about, end up rejecting certain realities or truths that God established in his creation. Mr. Dawkins has rejected the reality that design demands a designer, that creation itself testifies of the existence and power of God, which Paul said in Romans 1 and verse 20. And those who advocate for transgenderism have rejected the reality that God made us either male or female. And to be clear, transgenderism is a rejection of God. It is the idea that we can make ourselves in our preferred or self-identified image, rather than recognize that we have been fearfully and wonderfully made, as Psalm 139 verse 14 says, fearfully and wonderfully made in the image of God. Second story. New AI Jesus app knows the gospel well, but critics are alarmed. From CBN News. If you could text Jesus a question, knowing he would immediately reply, what would you ask? What would you ask Jonah about his time in the belly of the giant fish? What would you ask King Solomon? Would you ask Daniel about his time in the lion's den? Now, with the help of an AI-enhanced app, you can text Jesus and other biblical characters and receive an immediate response. Text with Jesus is a new app launched last month by Catloaf Software, an app development company in Los Angeles. The app replicates an instant messaging platform with biblical figures impersonated by the artificial intelligence program ChatGPT, according to the Religion News Service. I've been wanting to talk about AI for a while here on the podcast, and we'll probably talk about it in some other ways on some other episodes, but it seems that you hear about this everywhere now. Everyone is talking about AI and this ChatGPT program, and it is amazing technology, and it's going to have a significant impact on our society moving forward. So what about an app that uses AI, artificial intelligence, to impersonate a Bible character or to impersonate Jesus himself so that you can engage in a back and forth conversation with them? Keep in mind what this is, what AI, ChatGPT, what it is. It is essentially a search engine that returns results to you in a form that makes it sound like it was written by someone in direct response to the question or statement that you submitted to it. The so-called answers that were given by the characters in this Bible app, they're just pulling information off of the internet that can be found through any Google search. Now, it's still impressive what it does, how it does all of that and pulls all of this information and puts it together and displays the results in such a way that it looks like it was tailor-made for you, that someone is sitting there writing this to you. But that's essentially what's happening. It's taking information off of the internet, finding it, curating it, and presenting it in a new way for you. So any answers that are going to be given are going to be based upon information that is put out on the internet. That means that whatever you get from a response from these AI software programs, the information could be right or it could be wrong. And if you read the article, you can see a few examples of questions that were asked to these Bible characters, whether Jesus or someone else. And some of them definitely contain certain denominational misconceptions. So the bottom line is this: don't let AI Jesus mislead you from what Jesus himself has said. In this age of artificial intelligence, where you can type in a question and it seems like someone is writing back to you, even though it's really just some computer program that's been programmed to give this information back to you, we need to be like the Bereans who first heard Paul preach back in Acts chapter 17, where it says in verse 11, "These were more noble-minded than those in Thessalonica, for they received the word with great eagerness, examining the scriptures daily to see whether these things were so." If we want to know the truth, we need to search the scriptures, not just sit back and ask ChatGPT what the answer to some Bible question is. We need to go to the Word of God. The third story. Gallup poll says half of Americans have tried marijuana. From Newsmax, half of Americans say they've tried marijuana at some point in their life, according to a new poll from Gallup released on Thursday. Gallup also found that 1 in 6 Americans say they smoke marijuana, a 20-year high and more than double the result from 2013, when Gallup first began asking about marijuana use. The survey notes that more men than women have at some point tried marijuana or currently smoke it, and most current marijuana smokers are between the ages of 18 and 34. With the legalization of marijuana in many places around the country, more people have tried this and are currently using this drug. There are a few things I want us to remember with this being the reality that we're living in now, is that just because something is legal does not make it right. There are many things that are legal in our country that are sinful. Even if every drug, not just marijuana, but every drug in the world were legalized and you could use them for whatever reason you wanted to here in the United States, if that happened, that would not mean that Christians just go out and use all of these drugs since now they're legal. Something can be legal and still be wrong. But also, we are to be sober-minded. Notice what the Apostle Peter said in 1 Peter 1:13. Therefore, prepare your minds for action. Keep sober in spirit. Fix your hope completely on the grace to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Keep sober in spirit. This means that we are to avoid alcohol. And Peter used that example later in the letter. We talked about being of sober spirit in 1 Peter 4 and verse 7. He mentioned avoiding alcohol in verses 3 and 4 of that chapter. But it also means we avoid other things, not just alcohol, but things like that that would hinder our ability to make sound decisions. Marijuana would be one of those things we would avoid for that reason. Is the warnings that are in the Bible about alcohol would apply to drugs like marijuana as well. And I'll include a couple articles in the show notes that go into this in more detail rather than covering all of that here. But those instructions in the Bible that warn us about alcohol and the use of alcohol and what it leads to and how it destroys us, all of that would be true for these other drugs that affect our mind and change the way we think and alter our decision-making processes. But as this becomes more common, we need to make sure we're following the word of God and not the way of the world. As Paul said in Romans 12 and verse 2, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. Well, that's all for this week. Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. I hope you found this to be interesting, informative, and helpful. For links to the stories we talked about, as well as other related materials, check out the show notes for this episode at plainbibleteaching.com/podcast/08-24-23. If you have a moment to rate and review the podcast or share it with others that you think would be interested in it, that is always appreciated. And if you're listening to this, remember that we are also uploading video versions of the podcast to the Plain Bible Teaching YouTube channel. So if you prefer to watch this on video, that option is there for you. And if you are watching this on YouTube, please like this video and subscribe to the channel so you can see other videos that we're posting here from time to time. And if you see a news story or have some topic that you think would make for a good discussion here, send that to me at andy@plainbibleteaching.com. Thanks again for listening, and I hope to talk to you again next week.
Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with others. Also, be sure to sign up for the Plain Bible Teaching Weekly Newsletter. This free newsletter will be delivered to your inbox each Friday with articles, podcasts, videos, sermon outlines, and more. Visit plainbibleteaching.com to subscribe today.